This is The World. I'm Katie Clark. President Obama made a pitch for what he called bold, comprehensive, and coordinated action on the global financial crisis. The message came in the form of an op-ed article published in more than 30 newspapers around the world today. And it's one he's likely to return to in a primetime news conference tonight. Meanwhile, the administration's two top economic officials went back before Congress for an intense day of questioning. The World's Matthew Bell reports.
Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner and Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke appeared before the House Financial Services Committee today for several hours of grilling. There were lots of questions about those AIG bonuses, who authorized them, who knew about them, and when. On the one hand, Geithner said there's a need to obey the law, but on the other hand, he said there's an obligation to go back and try to recoup those payments. Geithner pleaded with lawmakers not to allow anger over the AIG bonuses to become an obstacle to rescuing the financial system.
I completely understand the scale of skepticism and public opposition to the provision of additional resources, but our responsibility is to recommend to the Congress what's necessary to help get the economy back on track. And if that requires more resources, it will be our obligation to come to you and make the case for that. But we recognize it's going to be extraordinarily difficult, particularly in the wake of not just the events of the last 2 weeks, but the last 9 months, frankly.
Geithner said the administration will ask Congress for broader authority to oversee any future AIGs, that is, big financial firms in trouble whose chaotic collapse might damage the financial system as a whole. In that regard, Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke reminded the Finance Committee why the government decided to bail out AIG in the first place.
At best, the consequences of AIG's failure would have been a significant intensification of an already severe financial crisis and a further worsening of global economic conditions. Conceivably, its failure could have resulted in a 1930-style global financial and economic meltdown with catastrophic implications for production, income, and jobs.
Preventing that kind of catastrophe was the implication in President Obama's op-ed today, and he's likely to hammer home the message in the days leading up to the G20 summit in London on April 2nd. Global finance expert Doug Redeker of the New America Foundation in Washington says Obama is sending a message to the world's largest economies that the U.S. is ready to lead and to cooperate.
The U.S. sense has been we need financial stimulus to get people spending, to get banks lending, to get businesses moving and the economy growing. There's been a separate school of thought, primarily based out of Europe, that says spending is good, growing is good, but there are some very fundamental structural flaws in how the world's financial system has been operating, and we need to address those as part of this comprehensive G20 approach, or else what we're doing is just recreating the same circumstance that led us into the problem in the first place.
Redeker says what this means in detail remains to be seen, but in the meantime, short-term moves by the U.S. have created no shortage of confusion. Fed Chairman Bernanke today compared the situation to the fog of war.
You know, if you've ever read books on battles and warfare, you know that a lot of battles are very chaotic at the beginning until the situation becomes clearer and the smoke starts to clear. I think we've gotten to the point now where we can see the terrain and we are taking the steps necessary to stabilize the situation and get out of this this downturn we're in.
And what if the Obama administration's plan doesn't work? Secretary Geithner declared, it will work. It just requires will, he said. It's not about ability. Geithner said, we just need to keep at it and work with the Congress to make sure we can do this on a scale to make it work. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell.